Blog Talk Radio.
The daily go get a mism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should right now, brothers, right now, sisters. We are talking about on this hump day, yeah, y'all. We are talking about stingy with the money, but generous with the time. Is it possible for a man to be stingy with his money? Like, baby, I can't give you no cash, but I'll be there. Just look in the bush. His heart is, that's where his money goes. That's how a lot of women knew that their man was cheating. The money was coming up short at the crib. How come bills are due? Bills that I know we make enough money to be able to pay. Why are they due? Why are they past due? Why are they late? Why are we getting shut off notices?
How come we don't dinner dates on a regular basis? Like we would do that every week somewhere, starting maybe on Thursday. You know, people get their check on Thursday. So we would get it on Thursday. We would go out on Thursday, every other Thursday, pay Thursdays. Now it's like some first the Thursday got cut off because of a coincidence of blah, blah, blah. But then the Thursdays never returned. Now, well, you figure that we went out. We used to go out, and on that Thursday, we would spend a little bit of money. Let's say $100. So if we're not spending that $100, that $100 should be going back into the pool. But it ain't. Matter of fact, we missing $200 from the stash. So the $100 is not being spent. I'm sorry. The $100 is not being spent. The $100 is not being spent, but $200 is missing. You know how women are. They ain't going to say nothing right away. They're going to say, let me see. Let's see if this 200 keeps being subtracted. Oh, but the holidays are coming up. Maybe that $200 is being subtracted and it's going to result in a gift, a big gift for me or for the family or something like that. And you see that that's not what happened. Y'all haven't had any major repairs that have had to come up and have had to have been taken care of. Something like the refrigerator hasn't broken down. Y'all haven't needed an alternator or new tires or anything like that. You haven't like I said, no car, no automotive problems, no nothing like that. You didn't have to fix a leaky roof. You didn't have to put a deck on the back of the house or anything like that. Nothing major. Yet it's $200 missing, and it's unaccounted for. And you know, like I said, you know how women are. They ain't going to say nothing right away. They're going to wait until you checkmate it where it's like, well, I started checking it at this time, and here it is 7 months later, and, well, where is it going? After they already know the answer, they know the chick house that you've been messing around with. They know they got the address. They know her name. They know where she worked. They know who she hang around with. They got mutual friends. You know what I'm saying? They know they know who each other's cousins is and all that. I mean, she ain't talked to the woman yet though, but she got the whole FBI file on her. But anyway, is it possible for a man to be stingy with his money but generous with his time? Is a family man going to be like, listen, baby, we can't be getting them pepperonis on that pizza. We're going to get the pizza, but we going DiGiorno. We going to get a DiGiorno. I'm going to Sam's Club, you know what I mean, BJ's, and get this DiGiorno pizza. And we going to come back to the crib and eat that. We can't be going to Pavarotti's over here. We can't be going to Pavarotti's getting the pepperoni. We can't be doing it. But yeah, you know. But we gonna do DiGiorno's and chill, DiGiorno's Netflix and chill, and you know what I mean. And I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna rub your feet, rub your back, massage you up all good, get you all oily and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, shit. You know. And plus, I'm gonna listen to everything you got to say. Tell me what happened during your day, and you know, I mean, we just go share the love. You know, where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Right here. But no dough. Is it possible? Or is it more the case where a man is like, listen, I don't care how much money I make. If I'm here and this is where my heart is, you can best believe where I'm gonna fuck my money up at is right here. I've seen it. I know you've seen it too. A man is all in with a woman. He putting all his money out there. Even if he don't put all of the money in her hand, he'll put his money around her. He's showing up with gifts and candy and surprises and making sure, like, no, my lady ain't got to wash her car. I'll wash the car for you, or I'll take it to the car wash and get that. Who putting on brakes for you? Oh, no, the fuck he ain't. No, I'll put the brakes on for you. He don't know nothing about cars, but he'll make sure that he take it to his mechanic and get that taken care of. He's a full service nigga. Ain't no other man gonna do for you. He gonna get it done. This nigga could have took your car right over to AutoZone and let the street mechanics go ahead and put the brakes on. He said, Nah. I took your shit to Strauss Auto. I took your shit to Pep Boys. I took your shit. I spent $450 on brakes. But at least the brake job is good. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You gonna be stopping out there in them streets. And I got your oil change. All that together, you looking at a cold $500 plus. Easy. So is that more of the example that y'all are used to? Or is there a case where a man is stingy with his money, maybe whether he makes a lot or makes very little? I've seen dudes who ain't make no kind of money, but they spent their money right then and there because that's where they wanted to be. Where I wanna be. Robbie Robin Ming, my big sis doing the thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore kid, girls can't leave him alone. Thanks for coming on through, both of y'all. Come on through. Yeah, and we both stand tall, 10 toes down. Yo, we don't mess around. We family for real. And ain't no clowns, no big noses, or big shoes that go floppy. We don't do no fuck shit and sloppy. Okay. Nara says, I'm stingy and distant from those that are always sticking their hand out. That sounds a little introverted when I think about it. But think about it. You're stingy with your money and you ain't giving them your time. Think about what you just wrote. I'm stingy and distant from those that are always sticking their hand out. That's consistent with a man spends his money where his heart is, where his love is. I mean, that what you wrote pretty much confirms that. Is it ever the other way around, though? Like, yeah, I'm going to come around y'all all the time, but I ain't giving out no money, though. Don't ask me. No, I am not your personal GoFundMe. I know grandma just died. I know. But I'm only putting in 100 like everybody else. Don't come to me looking for no $1,000. If Uncle Bob ain't putting in $1,000, I ain't putting in $1,000 either. That's her son. Why I gotta put it? No. I'm not gonna let my grandmother be buried in a funeral on a slab. And no, I'm not gonna let her get cremated because she felt like you was going to hell if you get cremated. So no, we're not doing all of that. But y'all gonna have to chip in. I'm not paying for all of that. Is it possible? Emily Dunlap in the house on the Instagram side. Thanks for coming out. Is it possible? Stingy with your money, but generous with your time. Now, I know some of y'all women have dealt with some broke-ass nigga that was always up in your face, always up under you, always trying to unsnap your bra, always trying to take your panty down, always trying to pull your panties to the side, always trying to get behind you and grind, always trying to hug you from the back, always there. but ain't never have no money for nothing. He ain't contributing to shit. Ain't contributing to nothing. So I guess they are stingy with the money, but generous with their time, I guess. Or can we look at it that way? Can we look at it that way? What y'all know? If y'all would like to call into the show and talk about this, I invite y'all to call in. The number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. This is the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yo, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. That's number one, and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock out. Rock out, rock on, and do the damn thing. Oh, shit. That popped up quick. I see that we have a call on the line with the quickness. This evidently is hitting somebody in the heart. I bet you it was probably the part when I said, I'm not your personal GoFundMe. All right, let's have a look. I could be wrong. Caller with the last number is 4828. Welcome to the Daily Go Get Business Show. Thank you for calling in. What's on your mind this evening?
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm feeling like a real man should. What's good? What's up with you?
This.
No, no, no. What's up
with
the show? Why are you sighing? Why are you sighing? Why are you sighing?
Okay, so, you know. Okay, so a guy can be, and this is my opinion, a guy can be, quote unquote, seen as stingy with his money when he may just be cautious with his money. You know, he may not necessarily be stingy with his money. Maybe he wants to make sure that the woman that he spends his money on is worth him spending his money on.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many women these days who have their hand out and have these high expectations, regardless of how long they've been dating the guy, you know, about what he should and should not be doing. And if he's not doing this immediately, then, you know, then there's something wrong with him. So
mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think that a lot of men are stingy with the money. But I definitely do believe that they spend money, most of them, you know, where their heart is.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Yeah. But it's funny where some men's heart is.
What do you
now,
mean?
You would think that when we talk about where a man's heart is, there's some material things that we can point to. Like, you know how some men will spend all of their money on their cars. You know, they always getting something for the car. You know, they need to get the windows tinted. They need some new rims. They want a new muffler kit or they want to put some cams in a nitro system in the car. They want, you know, they spend money on the vehicle. Some men, you know, spend a lot of money when it comes to cars. That's where they love it. They part of a motorcycle club. They part of a car club and that kind of shit. They spend that money where it's important to them. That's not necessarily to say that they don't spend any money at home, but a lot of times there is a disconnect. And a lot of times you will find a woman at home complaining like, this motherfucker got money for everything dealing with that goddamn car or those cars. He got money for all of that, but when I, you know, if I want a shrimp platter from the clock bar and all this kind of shit, he ain't got it. I don't understand. How can you have money for a new set of hammer rims, hammer chrome rims, But you ain't got $50. It don't even cost $50. I said $50 because, you know, I like to have me a little drink when I have my little shrimp, my little shrimp and my corn and my potatoes and my crab cluster. But he ain't got $50 for that shit. So, you know, I mean, it be going down. It be going down.
Yeah, but okay. So, all right. So, as somebody who loves cars, when you put money into your car, believe it or not, even though it's a material thing, there's a reciprocity because the car is going to run better. It's going to look really good. You know, you can go ahead and spend a whole bunch of money on your woman. Depending on the woman, the reciprocity may not be there. So that's why he can find money to invest in his car, because when he does invest in your crab boil, you know, you're like, hey, there could have been more sausages and potatoes in this, or, you know, it's about time you got me another crab boil, whatever the case may be. So I don't know. It's not so cut and dry. It really depends on the situation.
That was the most interesting take on that scenario that I gave from a woman that I had ever heard. Because a car, besides the personal feeling that you get from others looking at you about your car, a car never pays you back. And I mean ever. Look, I mean all cars do. Like that, a car is the number one liability in business, because all it does is take. We make excuses that it allows us to get to places and make us money, but it really doesn't. You know what I'm saying? When you start counting up the cost and travel and maintenance on a vehicle and stuff like that, you always in the red when it comes to a vehicle. But it was interesting to hear you, hear your take on that, saying that his woman might not do anything for him. Because I look at it total opposite. I could spend all my money, you know, getting candy paint on this car, rimming it up, tinting it up, putting that stupid looking, what's that thing? I can put a spoiler on the back, but I can also put that stupid little hood ornament on it that's supposed to make it look fast. You know what I'm saying? The old car.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. That thing that go in the hood. It ain't even attached to nothing. I think it's just a vent. But anyway, I could put that on it, and I still need brakes. I still need a starter. I still need, you know, like something will break that will negate all of this cosmetic shit. Yeah, it's a beautiful ride, but guess what? It ain't running right. And you got to get it fixed. Ain't nothing worse than having your car looking pretty as shit and sounding like a clunker. Ain't nothing worse than that. But that's what a car will do. Now, your woman, on the other hand, she may cook for you. She may clean for you. She may do your laundry. She may give good sex to you. But one thing that she might do for you above all of that, that the car won't do, and she might relate to you. She might be able to understand you. She might be able to talk to you. She might be able to mentally and emotionally connect to you. A car will never be able to do that, even Christine. So, like I said, that's it. You know, I mean, because Christine could actually do that. But, you know, other than that, but, you know, but it's a matter of perspective. It really is. It's a matter of perspective, you know. But once again, it's a crazy concept about where men's hearts really are and where they direct their money to, because, like, you probably know men. I definitely know men who go up in the strip club and blow big money. And they love the strip club. They just love to be in that atmosphere with a bunch of naked bitches or semi-naked bitches showing off for a bunch of dudes. Is that where their heart is? Because it's sure where their money is. And if they go there often enough, tricking or looking to be able to trick, more than likely, that money that they throw in the strip club is not the same money that they throwing in the crib. I knew this dude once. He used to separate his money. He used to separate his money, and he used to have like the bill money, the money for the kids, and what he used to call the trick money. And the trick money was higher than all the other money. He used to go over to the Piccadilly Club over there, 31st and what is that? 30th and it was on 30th Street around Allegheny. He used to go there all the time, almost like a few times a week. Like I said, his trick money was higher than his bill money, his money for the kids, home, and all of that shit. The trick money was high. Was that where his heart was? Possibly. Possibly. And like my other man, he used to get a kick out of the boy because both of them were strip club connoisseurs. My man was broke as shit, but he stayed in the strip club. So I guess his trick money was higher than his other money too, because he used to stay. Only time he used to come around my crib is when they used to have a. They used to have the strippers up on, studio. It was up there on Germantown, Broad and Erie, Germantown and Erie. Studio 2 something. Whatever it was. But then, yeah, while he was waiting for the strippers to come out, he would shoot around like he just came around the crib. But right around 12 or 1 a.m., he'd be like, all right, well, yeah, I'm going around the thing. You want to come? No, I don't. My money ain't, my love ain't never been there. So my money ain't going there. You know what I'm saying? I put rims on my crib. I put rims on my car first. Like, nah, because they definitely ain't giving back. They might give me something I wish I could give back, you know, a disease or some shit like that. You know what I mean? I'm funny about chicks. Like, I don't want no virgin or nothing like that, but I'm funny about chicks that I see other men touch. Like, any girl that I've messed with, I ain't seen no other man touch her. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never, like, yeah, she got kids. She been married. But I ain't never see a husband touch her. That changed the whole game for me. Like, oh, no, fuck that. You know, it's like, you know how black people won't take the first product on the shelf at the market, at the grocery store. We get the shit in the back. Maybe so many of us have worked at the market. We know that they rotate the good shit and put it in the back. It's like, nah, that shit up in the front, nah, go in the back. I look at my women like that, like, nah, give me the chick in the back. Don't give me this one out. Everybody that already had their eyes all on her. She all fucked up. She already been all eye screwed and shit. Nah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But let me be clear though. So like, I was responding. My analogy as far as the car was, you know, I was responding to the example that you gave as far as the man spending money on his car rather than his woman. I was giving. You know, it would be really easy for me to just say, you know, he should be spending the money on his woman. And, you know, the car depreciates immediately and things like that. But I was trying to offer just another side of it, because there are, you know, some relationships where, you know, the one person may be ungrateful. And so the other person doesn't necessarily want to invest monetarily because the other person is not grateful. When they do.
Yeah. I understand. So if, when a man is stingy with his money at home with his woman, does that mean that his heart isn't there?
Are they living in the same place, or are you saying a man who's stingy with his money, with his woman, period? Like, does it matter if they live in the same house or not? Because if they're living in the same house, why wouldn't you, I don't know, why wouldn't you invest in your partner?
Yeah, that's a question that I would ask. But I've definitely seen situations where a man was at home not paying no bills, or, you know, hoarding his money. You know, he was collecting his check and he was putting his check away. We don't know where his money was going. You know what I'm saying? He might not have been the type that was working consistently, things like that, you know. But one thing is for sure, he wasn't the type that as soon as he got his money, it was like, yo, I got this here. You can have it. He wasn't that. He was something
right.
other. You know? I've definitely seen those scenarios.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how to read that scenario. It's like, how you – I don't know what to make of that. So if I were that woman, you know, I would question, you know, I would question his commitment to, I don't know, how are we in the same house and you're not contributing when you can? Or why, you know, why is it an issue for you to come up off of some, you know, off of some money for things that, you know, our household needs? And
right.
I think that may be an indication that, not necessarily that he doesn't love her, but that maybe he just loves himself and whatever he wants and needs more.
Or he loves something or someone else, and that's where his money is going. A lot of men
that could be it too.
Yeah, well, a lot of men. Will spend their money up front in order to secure the bag. The woman is the bag, you know. So, you know, in the beginning, let's say you meet your man in a bar or a club or whatever. He buying drinks for you and your friends and all that kind of shit. He trying to make sure he secure that bag. He trying to bag that ass. And once he bagged that ass, he probably still is going to pay because he's all infatuated, enthralled, enamored, and smitten with that ass. And that ass is going to get all the money until another ass come along, and he has to start the whole process over again.
Mm-hmm.
So, but during that time, you're probably, well, this particular ass is getting all of the money, all of the perks, all of the benefits. They're getting everything. But when the next one comes along, you know, that pie got to be sliced to add another. It got to be cut to add another slice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might not be privy to that information yet, but you're going to feel it in that he's not going to have as much time as he had before. Where's the time going?
Mm-hmm.
It could be little stuff. It could be little stuff. Like, let's say, even if you and your man didn't live with each other or whatever, but but y'all used to have long phone call conversations, things like that. Now you can barely get any phone time. Every time you want to talk, he's busy. He's got to do this. You know what I mean? Blah, 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 blah. Like, okay. Well, it could be nothing unless it stays that way. Like, y'all never going to talk again? You know what I mean? Busy, busy, busy. But he's so busy, but ain't no extra money coming in, Chris. Yeah,
mm-hmm. where's
all this busy? What are the benefits of all this busy? You know what I mean? You getting busy out there, right? Where's the busy? Where are the benefits of the busy I'm going? Yeah.
The thing I find interesting is that, you know, some women will have a man who's stingy with his money, but generous with his time, and that will be enough because all some women want is time with you. So him being stingy, he might be stingy because either he's just stingy or he doesn't have the damn money. But some women just want that quality time, what means the most, you know, to them.
Yeah, when some women make their own money, they don't always want money from a man. I'll double down. When a woman doesn't come from the conditioning to making the man pay for everything and things like that, then she probably is not looking for his money. She probably sees that from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? If a woman is conditioned to believe that a man pays for every single thing when y'all together, that's whether y'all live together or not. That's whether y'all just got together or been together. He pays for it all. Mm-hmm. Same way as some men are conditioned to pay for everything. They have been trained by tricks, and they have that trick mentality, and it ain't gonna stop. So, frozen on aisle one with yeah. Hold on, let me see if it's see. Back in the day, when the connection restored, everything was okay.
Mhm.
But nah. So it looks like the show is over for YouTube. Once again, I'm sorry. Let me see. I just want to say sorry. Good thing we was close to the end anyway.
It might clear up because if the phone call was choppy for about 10, 15 seconds, so maybe it'll clear up. I don't know.
Well, lately it hasn't done that. Lately, after it has frozen, it has stayed frozen. Like, that's it.
Wow. Okay.
You know what I mean? That's all, folks. But yeah, hopefully they come to the minutes. Y'all can come to the Instagram side.
Okay. Did you want to keep talking, or did you want me to hang up?
Nah, we good. Like I said, we was close to the end anyway.
Okay. Well, for myself, even when I was broke, quality time meant more to me.
Mm-hmm.
I need that connection more than I need your money. I'm always going to go to make a way for myself financially. So even when I was, like I said, when I was broke, that wasn't my thing. I do, however, think it's messed up if the girl, the female needs something and she said, like, she humbles herself and says, hey, I need your help. And you have the means to help, and she's somebody who is used, she's not just asking you because she doesn't feel like going and trying to resolve it herself, but she like actually needs your help, and you just decide, I'm not going to help you. You're going to have to figure it out. That's really fucked up. It's like, yeah, you're going to have to figure out how to pay that last $150 on your light bill. I know you covered the other $200. You're going to have to figure it out. But, yeah, I'll see you Thursday so I can, bend you over. To me, that's corny.
Mm-hmm.
That's mad corny, whether you live with the chick or not.
Yeah, you should be able to help out a little something. Like I said, if your heart is there. And if your heart is there, it probably won't be a problem. Even for a cat who is tight with his money, it'll probably be like, well, fuck it. They would do it for me, or, it is what it is. Can't save your way rich. that kind of shit. Cats get to rationalize it. Like, all right, well, if not for the pussy, then what? All right. Anyway, so when I thought about the title for this show, I'm thinking like stingy with the money, generous with the time. That almost sounds like something a bum would do,
Yep.
I've seen bums do it.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
True.
I have seen bums do it. They won't pay for anything. They won't offer to pay for anything. They're not hitting you off. But they give you plenty of time. And most of the time it's spent, you know, having sex, though. And then they roll out.
Or
you're left there with your back broken and your lights are still about to go off on Thursday.
Not just that, but they might also be trying to take your money. Bums normally have their hand out. And they will take whatever you got. And they'll steal from you. You know, I know
that's true. That is absolutely true. They'll steal from you. They'll have the hand out. It's crazy. It's crazy. Okay. And you don't even know until it's too late most of the time.
Shit is very real. Because they will be like, well, she got money anyway. You know what I mean? She can afford to lose a couple of dollars. I'm fucked up right now. So, you know, this little $200-$300 ain't gonna hurt her. This chick got 4 or 5 kids. But yeah, I've seen them rationalize that shit. I've even spoke on it like, damn, dude, for you did what? Yeah, I just slid the money off of her. Oh, you know, she had the money. It was out. I was like, you don't think she know that you took it? And I'm like, well, they'd be like, well, if she know, then I guess that means that it was all right. Maybe she put it out there for me to take it. But I ain't heard nothing about it. I'm like, okay.
Man, that happened to me. I was like, I know I had $20. You know, I should keep like no more than like a certain amount of cash in my wallet, and everything else would be on cards. And every time this particular person was around, or maybe every other time, but there was a point where it happened like 3 weeks in a row. And that third time, I was like, oh, you know, I didn't have a good reaction. I didn't snap, but I snapped for my personality. And I was like, yo, I know I'm not crazy. Like, I know I had $20, $40. Why is there $20 missing from my wallet? You know, every time you're around and I live by myself. It's me and my dog. And I know my dog is not taking the $20 out of my wallet.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me that you can vouch for your dog not buying games on PlayStation?
Because of that one time? Yeah, that one time he did that. He didn't do it again after.
He might have an account that said rough. Like, what the hell is rough?
And it wasn't PlayStation, it was Xbox Live.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you definitely got to look at the dog then. If it was PlayStation Network, I would say, I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah, them Xbox dudes definitely are thieves because they got to come up with that Xbox Live money every month. Yeah, it was them. All right. Listen, we got to get out of here. We got to do these birthday shout-outs. But I appreciate you coming through, calling in. And giving up the goods. Appreciate you. Mucho.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right. You too. All right, y'all. Good stuff. Good stuff. Excelente. Excelente. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. February 16th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them, making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Natasha, Tashi, Ashi, Jaboko, turning 36 years old today, and also Chris Banks, happy birthday to you, and Cynthia Brown, Brown, turning 48 years old today, and Letitia Baker, turning, I ain't going into that, they ain't that old, and Gailey C. Ferguson, happy birthday to you, and Kareem Akil, turning 39 years old today, and Joelle Mobley Epps, turning 46 years old today, and Angel Giannomi, no, I'm sorry, Giannani, yeah, Giannani, turning 54 years old today, and author Jeff Hodges, happy birthday to you. And go get her, my girl D Ricks. And last but not least, and maybe even the best of the pack, my girl Tennille Mocha Flowers, who used to be Tennille Cotton, Tennille Mocha Cotton of the Real Talk with Mocha show. That's where I got my start at. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious February 6th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, yo, check it out, peep game, listen to me. I don't know, being stingy with your money, but generous with your time, it sounds a little contradictory, but I know that I'm only one man and can only think for oneself, but I'm going to tell you this, like health is something that we have to make sure that we take care of physically and mentally, emotionally. And I say oceans will be, you know, like a tidal wave if you don't behave. And if a man don't want to spend a grand on his woman that's giving back a million, yo, I don't know about you, but I know that that would make me get into my feelings. Yo, you don't spend your money where your heart is. And we are at the end, but where the start is. I think that we should have got off a little better, but I can't deal with you no more. You let another person come in between you and us. And I don't think that we will discuss things on the level that you were trying to get out of. I really doubt that. You want to be in this, so I'm going to end this. We friends, sis. All right, well, that's that. We will be back tomorrow. Sorry for my YouTubers. You know, sorry for what happened and what's been happening. But I'm going to fix this. I have an idea. Yes, I do. I have an idea, and I think tomorrow I'm going to run with it. And we're going to be all right. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you. So tune in tomorrow for this new plan. And we be good. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Subscribe to the show. And share the show. And we will be back to back at y'all tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Happy hump day to all y'all. So, Blog Talk, let me get you on up out of here. I'm going to say goodbye. Peace, my dear. Yes, 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 yes. We do it like that.